parting rituals. When father died, they shaved my mother's head to the scalp. Then they forced her to bathe with the algae green water gathered from rinsing father's cups. 6 yards of white clothes sewn into a morning gown. Mother wore a smile. It was more little than a frown. They forced her to eat. They said she would need strength. Strength to look the dead in the eyes and confess to lies. Lies that she ate her husband and his other children. Hers was a feast of worms. And though sadness filled her stomach, she struggled to eat the maggots wriggling from the ears, eyes, mouth, and orifices of the late justice. They let her walk the meadows on barefoot. Father's grave had been dug at the end of the grove. They claim she had crossed the thin line between apples and snakes, so at the nodal where two positions meet, she will light 7 candles, then circle the grave with chalk. For 90 days they confined her to a room, the other room, where every limb comes to pose as a patriot, where every screamer thinks himself a prophet, and every crook comes to claim that he's a statesman. But after all the lechers and mourners go home, my mother will rise and make love to silence.